Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Giggity, have no fear. On today's museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, the young shooter is with me and breaking down an erotic sexual experience where he got his toes sucked. Plus, we celebrate the greatness of the icon, the one and only Brad Pitt, and break down our top five Brad Pitt performances. The shooter breaks down his, I break down mine, and so much more on a fantastic museum quality, hard-hitting, disruptive I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleacher Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy up with something real proper. Okay, but most importantly, start this puppy up with something real loud and real funky. This, oh yeah, this is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Oligity, let's fucking go. Boom. Yes, Brandon Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, world's most disruptive podcast. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity. The Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. And you are now rocking with the very, very best I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from New York, but we're coast to coast, because I am back in New York, but on the West Coast is the young shooter, Dean Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, in su casa, in effect. How you feeling, Deuce?
I'm feeling, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm fucking exhausted. I didn't sleep at all. I got sleep apnea. I'm not using my CPAP machine. But listen, I'm not going to bore the audience. I'm not going to bore the listeners with all that bullshit. I'm gonna have a good show with you today. And I'm doing okay. Overall, I'm doing okay. How are you doing, man? Did you work out this morning?
I am, knocking on wood, I feel excellent. I feel excellent. I'm sorry that you didn't sleep. I slept didn't sleep that good last night, but I'm trying to build that Mamba mentality. Set my alarm for 6. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker went off at 6. And what did I do because I got that Mamba mentality? I hit the fucking snooze button. What?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't got to rub it in, all right? I get it. You're feeling great and you slept and...
Worked out.
Good for you. Good for you.
I worked out every day this week so far.
Yeah, you're not even taking a rest day. You're just like, you're fucking going. You really are on that Mamba shit.
I am just so appreciative that I'm able to enjoy working out after struggling. And I mean, listen, I don't like to bore people with the health stuff, but anybody who's been around me with the iconic Michael Rappaport cough and the snort and the fucking Dust Brothers. You know, when I talk about people that are exposed to my health issues, first it's my wife, then it's my friends, you being one of them, all my friends in New York, my longtime friends, my friends in LA, Toby, Jason, and then I have to say the Dust Brothers. They've heard me cough, snort, coughing fits. They've had to edit out for years. Yeah. So when I'm able to, like I said, and I'm not going to go down the health rabbit hole, but when I'm able to sleep well, not wake myself up out of my sleep coughing, and make it through the day without walking down the street like a fucking, like an animal, coughing in the streets and all that stuff, and then be able to work out. Can I just walk you through my workout today?
Go for it. I feel like you're going to anyway. So might as well just do it, right?
What does that mean?
I might not be like totally interested in it, but you have the floor.
That's the same thing my wife says.
Yeah.
Because my wife is a fucking workout beast. And I'm supportive of her. Like when I couldn't work out, I'd sit there and I'd be like, go girl, go, and all that shit. And now I'm working out. And, you know, at first she was like, you know, appeasing me like, yeah, like tell me about it. And now she's doing the same thing. Like, dude, it was a different from yesterday's.
Well, what do you want? You're looking for a cheerleader? I mean,
no, you know, it's not. I'm looking for a cheerleader. I'm just surprised. This is what I did. Let me just walk.
Go ahead.
Walk you through. First of all, I did my jumping jack routine, which is 4 different jumping jacks for 30 seconds straight each with a 30 second break. And it sounds like nothing. It fucking fucks you up.
Yeah.
It's basically like 2-minute sprinting. It's fucking great. I did that 3 times. Then I did 3 sets of burpees, 15 burpee a set.
Hate burpees. They're hard.
That's why you don't. We all hate them because they suck dick.
They suck. One of my least favorite workouts to do. I hate that.
Then I did 40 minutes timed of a dumbbell workout, full body, with 60 seconds in between each rep and 90 seconds in between each exercise. Then I did my infamous Michael Rappaport core workout where I am now hitting a 2-minute plank. And next week to 2 to 3 weeks, you guys, whether you want to hear about it or not, will be having me celebrate a 3-minute plank. That's my next goal.
Because I don't think people realize how tough a 1-minute plank is. Like, people listen and be like, oh, you've big fucking deal. You did a 2-minute plank. But
they suck dick.
Try it. Try to do 1 minute. It's really, really difficult. I am proud that you're doing 2 minutes.
And not 1 minute standing up. Whoa, 2 minutes on the forearms.
Right. No, that's, yeah, of course.
With no breaks, no bends.
It's hard. You got to really get your mind
right. I posted
it
on my fucking Instagram.
Oh, we've seen it. Everybody's seen it. You're not the guy that like...
I'm going to post it again. Don't say, we've seen it, everybody. I'm going to post... How about I post it again?
Go for it. I mean, you're not doing anything to me. I'm just saying, like, you're not that type of guy that works out and doesn't tell anybody. You make it apparent. Like, if you're doing Runyon,
no, you call me.
Like, I just did Runyon. I was at the top of the hill. You like to make it known that you worked out. But...
No. Right. We're not... We're not humble when we save planes. We're not humble when we save my wife's life from choking on pretzels. And we're certainly not humble about the workout. But in all seriousness, it's just because, you know, like I said, you know, a couple of days ago, it was like a little bit over a month now that I was in the hospital and scared shit. Yeah. You know, I was fucking scared when I was in the hospital because I couldn't breathe. Nonetheless, I'm hyped up.
Well, that's inspiring because the thing that's inspiring to me is you say, I love working out. I'm enjoying working out. I feel great when I'm working out. For me, listen, don't get me wrong. I go to the gym 4 times a week. I'm on my gym kick, but
You go 4 times a week, brother?
Yeah, I do. Three to four times a week I go. I'm benching.
You go 4 times a week?
Yes, I do. I 100% do. I'm not like you. I don't tell you every single time that I'm going. I don't make it known that I'm going, but it is inspiring.
You kind of do. You kind of do.
Okay,
how many times have you gone this week?
I've gone 3 times this week.
You've gone to the gym 3 times this week.
And I went Friday, Saturday, Sunday of last week. But listen, that's not the point. The point is, it's very inspiring to hear you say that you feel great working out and it's something you look forward to. I am miserable when I'm working out and I don't do it for myself. A lot of people go, I do it for myself. I do it for my mental health. I'm doing it for women. I do it strictly for the girls. I do it strictly for women. I mean,
for
that's literally...
To quote the great Fred Durst, you're doing it for the nookie.
I am literally doing it for the nookie. It's, you know, it helps with the mental health shit. That's also a good thing. But I am not doing this for myself. And I am miserable every single time I'm getting into a workout. So it's really inspiring to hear you say that you love it so much.
Respect, homie. Respect. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Speaking of women, let's just pivot right into the women. Yeah. We know that you've opened up Pandora's box. You're out back on the streets. You're out back on Grindr. You're out back on.
You did it again, what? You slide it in, and I feel like what? You know that you're doing it, but you mentioned Grindr, and that's a gay app. That's for dating men, and I have no problem with men dating other men. I have so many gay friends. I think that.
You made me cough there.
Where does there's the iconic cough. And that's also a thing about
Don't
your cough.
Don't cut that out, Miles Jordan. That's your fault.
No, it ain't my fault. And that's the other thing about your cough. You say it's the iconic Michael Rapaport cough, but have you ever said, has anyone ever told you, oh, I love that cough, that iconic Michael Rapaport cough?
No.
Nobody.
When I say it's iconic, I mean that in a totally, totally dark way. Trust me.
Right.
People who've been around it, in close quarters. Again, my wife, you've traveled with me on the road. We've shared rooms, separate beds. No Bruno at all. You know, you people that have Uber drivers, random Uber drivers. Listen, the fucked up thing about the iconic Michael Rapaport cough is it became, I was so demoralized. I was like, well, this is just how I'm going to live.
Yeah, that's fucked.
That's not cool.
No, that's you accepted it. And when you would do it, when you'd have a coughing fit, I just stray off like I didn't know you. Like I don't associate with you. I don't want people to
think that. Is that what you did in public?
Oh, every time. You didn't notice it. Every time you'd have a coughing fit, you'd look around and be like, where did Dean go? Like, I'm gone. Once you're in that mode, I'm out.
That's fucked up. What if I fell out or something like that?
You'd be all right. You'd have to deal with it. But it's just, it's embarrassing in public. And it goes on and on and on and on.
I know, motherfucker.
But
trust me, I know.
We're happy that you don't have it. I didn't mean to trigger the cough, but you did mention Grindr, and I have a lot of friends on Grindr. I'm not on Grindr, and I've told you this maybe 100 times.
No
I'm
problem,
on Tinder.
Homie.
I'm on
no
Tinder.
No problem. No problem, homie. You're on Tinder, not on Grindr.
I'm on Tinder.
You sure about that, big
I'm 100% sure, hand to fucking God, all right?
Woo! Okay. My man. It's called the great Denzel Washington from...
Yes.
We're speaking of Denzel Washington... Well, we're gonna get into Brad Pitt.
Yes, we will
I got
get
a
there.
Brad Pitt question for you later on in
all
the
right,
show.
All right,
I'm gonna throw it at you because people really like you talking about movies. And I was watching on the plane coming back from Los Angeles to New York. Some of it, you know, I don't like to watch really intense movies on planes. I kind of like to watch like more lighthearted films. But I was watching American Gangster.
Yeah, and I didn't. Denzel's, you know, I didn't love that man. Movie. I didn't my love man. That movie when that came out.
I don't love it either. But it's, you know, all the Denzel stuff is good. Some of it is a little bit like, you know, going into like when they went to Vietnam, they were over there for like 20 minutes, and I was like, we don't need to be in Vietnam for 20 minutes. And you know, the Russell Crowe storyline wasn't as interesting as the Denzel storyline, and it certainly wasn't as interesting as the Russell Crowe Denzel storyline. Nonetheless, Denzel's ridiculous in it,
I did
as
take
always.
One thing from that movie. If there was anything that I took what? From that whole movie, I've used it later on in my life, and it's fantastic. I think there's a scene where Russell Crowe is making a sandwich, and he sprinkles Lay's potato chips and crunches it in the sandwich. I have done that ever since I've saw that movie. I break the potato chips up, and I sprinkle it in the sandwich, give that nice crunch. Great. Highly recommend it.
My man.
My man.
Of course, and Denzel was like, my man.
Yes.
Anyway, I got a Brad Pitt question because Brad Pitt is starring in that film. What's the film that's out now?
Bullet Train. Shout out Logan Lerman. He's in that movie too.
Shout out to a friend of the podcast, friend in real life, Logan Lerman. Brad Pitt's been in the news. He showed up just looking like he's having the time of his life doing all the press for Bullet Train.
Wearing skirts, jumping around.
Only he could do that, looking fucking, just looking
awesome. I mean, he looks great.
Yeah, he's, what the fuck is he on? I don't even think he needs to work out.
He's like, he really is like Benjamin Button. He's aging backwards. Like the guy
that
is getting more.
That motherfucker looks fantastic.
Fantastic. What is he, fucking 60?
Is he 60?
No, maybe he's not 60. Can we look up how old Brad...
Fact check that. Break I got number it. One of the Iron Rapports there and fact check that motherfucker. If he's 60, I'm going to smack myself in the face.
Brad Pitt's 50. Brad Pitt is 58. He'll be 59 in December.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy. And somehow we both look older than him.
That is fucked up.
We both look older than Brad Pitt. That is terrible.
Well, you. I just didn't want to make you feel bad.
My like, man, you, Brad Pitt, you, trust me.
Okay.
You look older than Brad Pitt.
Okay.
And if you don't look older than you look, I don't know, you look like that he shat you out or something. You look like Brad Pitt's fully formed, beautiful stool. That's as best and close as you're going to get to being Brad Pitt, homie.
Oh, thank you, man.
Anyway, we started down this rabbit hole. How do we talk about that? About
well, we were on the date. I mean, you're all over the dating place. We were doing dating. Then we're the Brad Pitt question. Where do you want to go with this, bro?
Dating.
Yes.
You talked about that date.
Yep.
Last I Am Rapport Stereo podcast.
That was the first date I had went on, I think.
Have you seen this young lady since date number one?
Date number one was really fun. It was a wild night. We had some hard alcohol, which was exciting, and we had a great time. I have to tell you, I was thinking about her a lot after the date, which I, to be totally honest with the listeners, like, there's girls that I see, there's girls I hook up with, like, whatever, I'll go on dates, but, like, you know, you don't really want anything to do with them after sometimes. You're just, mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with the girl. It's just you don't connect with the person. You don't necessarily want to cuddle with that person after you've hooked up with them. This girl, I really was like kind of thinking about her and I wanted to text her, but I didn't. I want to play it cool. And about, so we had our date on Thursday and on Saturday, she sent me a text message and she said, hey, Dean, I really want to be cool, but I kind of already want to see you again. Are you free?
Oh, shit.
Are you free next week? So I was like, I'd love to see you again. Let's hang out on Monday. And we set a date for Monday. She picked up a bottle of wine. She came over. I ended up driving us and taking her out to Sugarfish for some sushi.
Oh, my man, you wildin', Duke.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you mean
really
I'm wildin'?
You really wildin' out in these
what
streets,
What do you mean I'm
homie?
Wildin'?
You wildin', homie.
Like, why is that wildin'?
You wildin'.
That's just doing a nice, you know, that's a nice date.
You never paid for me at Sugarfish.
Listen, man, I've paid for you at Sugarfish.
You wildin', homie.
Listen,
I'm going to let some of the guys, the listeners who really listen to the podcast, let you know if they think you're wildin'. You took her to Sugarfish. You didn't Postmates to Sugarfish?
Nope, and all of this was my idea, and I've had
with
so much-
With Sugarfish on La Brea?
Yeah, I mean, we don't got to get fucking, I don't want people, you know, we don't got to get specific on locations and all that, but I took her to Sugarfish and I was dead sober when I drove. We drove together. We had a couple hour dinner. We had some sake and then came back to my house, opened up a bottle of wine. I have a nice little outdoor patio with some AstroTurf and we laid down and just like had
oh,
it.
Oh,
it was honestly,
you were
it was,
on that, you were on that, you laid down like, what's that movie? What's the movie you love?
Requiem for a Dream?
Nah, you were on that the Jim Carrey movie when they lay in the snow.
Oh, we were on that Eternal Sunshine together, man. We were like on the fucking ice and
my
no,
man.
But you know what?
Man.
I mean, I could be totally wrong, but she's told me she really likes me and she's showered me with compliments and makes me feel really good. And we've had a great time and we've talked our first date was a week ago today and the second date that we had, which was really nice.
Oh, shit.
And I dropped her back off. What is so fucking funny about this, dude? What is fucking funny about this?
Oh, shit.
I think you're jealous
man.
Because you have a wife and you can't have these spontaneous adventures to take new women out to Sugarfish and lay down on your AstroTurf in your patio. I'm having a great time. I hadn't seen a girl in a little while that I liked. And it was great.
Are you guys going to celebrate your 1 week anniversary?
We actually
brought it up.
I asked her if she wanted to hang out yesterday. She was busy. She had dinner. She had work, whatever. We know what she does for work. That's, you know, I'm not judgmental with it. She is a stripper. She doesn't have a very stereotypical stripper vibe to her. She's very reserved outside of that shit. But she's really cool. And she bought the wine. She's not like using me for my fucking money. Like she offers to pay for things. And anyway, so she was busy yesterday, but she was like, I'm free today. Like, you want to do something? So I bought us tickets to go see this movie called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. We're going to go see
that.
What
the fuck is that? What's Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Pete Davidson's actually in it, but it's supposed to be a really, really good movie. And
who's in it? What is it?
It's like a bunch. I have no idea. Logan saw a screening of it. Everyone's talking about it. They're saying it's really good and some young people.
Who else is in it?
I don't fucking know. I got to look it up. But so I'm going to see that with her at 5:30. So today. We're going to do that. And then, you know, she'll sleep over. I'll probably drop her off tomorrow. But I'm having a good time, man. I'm getting surgery on my ankle next week. And I'm
going to be moving
into my parents for a couple weeks. So, like, I'm trying to, you know, make the most of my time here.
You're getting surgery next week. Oh, for that ankle injury?
Yeah, I got fucking plates and screws and all sorts of hardware on my ankle. And it's been giving me trouble. So they're removing some of it. But I'm just having a good time.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? Like, what's the recovery for that?
It's like a 2-week recovery of like a fucking knee scooter and a boot and all that bullshit.
Oh, man, we need video of you in a knee with a scooter and all that.
It sucks. I'm having a great time.
Make sure
time.
You bring your microphone because next week we're podcasting.
All right, I will. But
and
yeah,
we want to see video of you in that scooter.
But I am in the dating game right now. I'm talking to some people and I feel very confident. I've lost some weight. I'm in the gym. I'm eating right. I got my mind right and things are good. So.
My man.
That's that.
All right, good. Good. We're happy about that.
Thanks, bro.
Have you done anything intimate that you want to share?
You know what? I forgot to tell. Funny you mentioned that. There is something that happened on my second date when we were outside on my patio on the AstroTurf. We were laying down. You know, we were like laying down, looking into each other's eyes, smiling at each other. You know, really like romantic type shit. It was nice.
No weed.
I'm not smoking weed either.
Just wine.
Just wine. And she doesn't smoke weed either, but she smokes cigarettes, which is like, ugh. But, you know, whatever.
That sucks.
So anyway, we're outside and she had asked me, I don't know how we got on topic of this, but she was like, have you ever had anyone suck on your toes?
Mm.
And I was like, no. And I kind of laughed. I was like, no, I've never had that. And she was like, are you like into that? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, she's like, are you ticklish or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, well, you have such great feet. And it's funny. She said I had great feet, but people tell me that my feet are deformed. My nail is too small for my big toe.
Shits are fucked. I've seen your shits.
Yeah, I don't know why I had
you got them. You got them though. Fred Flintstone joints.
Whatever,
you got them
man,
bedrock.
Well, that's what's cool about this girl. She says, I got great hands, great nails, great feet. So she said, you know what? Your feet are so great. And she said, I'd love to suck on your toes if you're interested in that. And I was like,
oh, no.
All right. So we were outside.
Did you wash them first?
Not really. We were just kind of went straight into it.
You a dirty, nasty,
we
no good,
I wasn't,
nasty,
what do you want me to say?
Shitty,
like, let me run
dirty
to the bathroom.
Motherfucker, man. You didn't wipe them down. You are
homie,
shit.
It's called the fucking heat of the moment, okay?
Ooh,
you got to strike while the iron
yes,
is fucking
sir.
Hot. I'm not going to turn
yes,
it down.
Sir.
I had a girlfriend
yes,
for 4 fucking years who
yes,
didn't
sir.
Suck on my goddamn pinky toe once.
Mm.
I was not about to pass the opportunity up. So she put a couple of them in her mouth, and I have to say, she was like, do you like that? And I was like, she was like, does that turn you on? I was like, honestly, yeah. I was like, it actually kind of turned me on. I was like,
my man.
It was nice. Have you ever had your toe sucked, bro?
I've had them sucked.
Nice.
I mean, listen, I'm 52. I've been in this game.
Yes.
For a while, homie. I've done some shit. I've done some wild shit.
All right.
You know, I mean, I've done some wild shit. I'm Michael Rapaport, the disruptive.
I know.
Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. Disruption.
I just didn't know if Disruption had his feet sucked on or like the toes
valid
were sucked
question.
On.
Valid question.
But it was a memorable
we're
experience.
We're glad you're having a good time.
Yep.
We're glad you're getting your feet sucked. And,
Thank you.
You're bagging it up, right? You're big on the baggies?
I have not done
raw
it
dog?
Once. Nope, not once. I've
old,
I've
you've
bagged
been going
it up.
Old dirty bastard, raw dog without a bag?
No. I'm very cautious.
You go ODB?
Nope. I'm bagging it up every time.
You don't go ODB?
No, I don't go ODB. And it's not good advice to go ODB. And I feel like you're pushing that on like, oh,
I'm
ODB.
I'm not giving you advice to go ODB.
Okay, I love shimmy shimmy ya. I'm down with all that shit, but I'm bagging it up, homie. And I'm using the Magnum.
Okay. You magging
so,
it up.
I'm going through boxes of Magnums right now. Things are fun. Things are exciting. Things are spontaneous. And me and this girl matched organically. I didn't have to slide into her DMs. I didn't have to trick her into liking me. She pursued me. She was persistent and I'm having
a
great time.
She chose you.
100%. And I don't say that ever. So we're having
Good
a great time.
Good for you. Well, we're happy for you. We're happy that you're bagging it up.
Thank you,
and,
man. When's the last time you got your toes sucked, bro?
My man, I don't divulge any of that shit here. I'm a married man. And it hasn't been that long ago, I'm going to be honest with you. I think
awesome.
It might have been in Nantucket. I think it might have been when we were on that
awesome.
K, whatever. I think it might have been when we were on that.
That
when
swingers
we got
party, right? Because you got friends that you're doing swinger shit with.
No,
so that's cool. You're probably
hell
like doing
no. Nah, dude.
Toe sucking and all that shit over
the
there.
The fuck are you talking about, my man? We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a question.
Yeah?
Because I've been really thinking about the greatness of Brad Pitt.
Yes. Yes.
First of all, can we compare the careers of Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio? They kind of burst onto the scene around the same times.
Mm.
I mean, is that like a, hold on, I don't want to say Michael versus LeBron, because I don't think they're the Michael and LeBron, but you know how you could debate the greatness of, it's different.
Yeah.
But like, if you had to choose between Leonardo DiCaprio movies on a loop or Brad Pitt movies on a loop, who would you choose? That's a tough question, because they're both excellent and they both got serious bodies of work.
They both got serious bodies of work. I have to go with Leonardo because he's got some fucking incredible performances back to back to back, and the movies are so good. So does Brad Pitt, but I'm just like, Catch Me If You Can and the AV. I mean, he's got so many that are just Wolf of Wall Street. He's got fun movies. Brad Pitt, I'm curious to hear your top five Brad Pitt performances. Narrow that down?
Top five Brad Pitt performances?
Like, I have that in my head of like, and I'm thinking about it in a way of like dynamic performances, not just like one trick pony. Like, what's a well-rounded Brad Pitt performance? Five of them.
A well-rounded top five Brad Pitt?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good question. Oh, man, I don't even know where to...
It's a tough question. You got to really think about the body of work. He's done some incredible movies and had some amazing
performances. Do we have to do it in an order? Or just...
You don't have to...
Fuck the order. The order's too hard. I mean, this dude's done a lot of films.
That's true. I could kind of do an order in a way,
but you don't have to... All right, an order.
I could tell you he's number one.
No, we're not doing number one off the dome. You start with five.
Okay, fine. Okay.
You've really thought this out. I'm going to let you go your first pick, and then I'll do my first pick, and then we'll go back and forth. And you got to break down why. You can't just say the movie.
No, I know. I would say number five, I would say 12 Monkeys. I would say 12 Monkeys because I feel like that was the first role that kind of took him into a whole other stratosphere and taken seriously as a dramatic actor, as a character actor. Fuck dramatic actor. The dude was a total character actor. Everyone thought he was this pretty boy. He was, you know, California. He did True Romance. He was fantastic in True Romance. He did a bunch of shit before that. But I feel like 12 Monkeys was really the turning point. And I think he got nominated for, I think that probably was his first nomination maybe. But I think that was the fifth one. You know, he's kind of like the same in it the whole way through. It's not like so dynamic, but I would say that being number five to kind of send him into like...
That's a valid number five. I'm going to have to...
What would you go
with?
I'm
going to start with the beginning of Thelma and Louise. I believe Brad Pitt was on screen. I don't know. I heard something about this. Like, there's never been a person who burst onto the scene with like, I don't know, 12 minutes of actual screen time who just fucking blew the roof off.
Yeah.
With just raw charisma, sex appeal, looks, and acting ability. Because some people say, oh, it's just, nah, he was fucking charming. He was likable. It's the perfect part at the perfect time in the perfect film. You know, if you're not of a certain age, Thelma and Louise was a ginormous box office success and got nominated for Oscars. They were, at the time, throwing around, because there were so many Oscars nominated, Best Screenplay, I believe Best Film. And this is a huge popcorn hit. And Brad Pitt was just a fucking, like, who is this guy? And the rest was history. So I got to go with number five, being just the raw charisma and likability and acting skills, because, you know, you're always acting. It's not like, you know, he played that character really dope. I got to go number five. I have to start with Thelma and Louise.
And I mean, he came in with that fucking cowboy hat and that blow dryer and just cemented himself in cinema history.
Shut the whole thing down. He had...
Literally.
He shut the whole...
You still see those fucking... I mean, they're still posting that fucking... I mean, people got that as their photo on Instagram of him with that goddamn blow dryer. I mean, he's...
Yeah, he was ill in that film.
That's a good one. All right,
so what's your number four? I can't believe you're throwing this at me. I was just going to have a little Brad Pitt discussion. You're doing a top five. Go ahead.
All right. Let me... fuck.
You don't fuck me. You brought it up.
No.
I'm thinking.
Well, I'm leaving the really good ones for the top, but I might have to go with either... Maybe The Assassination of Jesse James, which is such a fucking underrated movie.
I agree. He was incredible.
Or a tie between Babel.
Homie, we're not doing ties. Fuck, okay, fine.
I'll go with Assassination of Jesse James as a fourth.
This guy talking about ties and shit. Fuck is you saying, man? We're not doing ties. This ain't...
Okay, fine. Can I change it?
Oh, shit.
Can I change that one?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, then if I change that, I'm going to say... I have to say fourth best, Burn After Reading. I have never seen Brad Pitt... funnier in a film than that movie. He is fucking hilarious. That is one of his best performances. Everyone should rewatch that. It's a great movie. The Coen brothers did it, but he is so goddamn funny in that movie and such a character. That is 100% on a top five.
Good film. Underrated film. Francis McDormand, right?
Everybody. John Malkovich, fucking everybody. And George Clooney, but he's standout as the best in that movie.
I'm not going to argue with that. Burn After Reading is a very underrated, good... Of course, the Coen brothers, everything they do is good, even when it's not perfect. I'm not mad at that, and I wasn't even considering that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with my fourth, and again, it's hard to put these in order, but I'm going to go with my fourth. Man, this is tough.
It's hard.
Because he's done supporting parts.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like... Thelma and Louise is a supporting part. I'm going to go with Babel because for me, his performance in Babel that was with one of my other favorite actors, my girl...
Cate Blanchett?
Love her.
Amazing.
She's excellent. And I just love that director. It's an excellent director. And the guy who did City of God.
Yeah,
and Alejandro Iñárritu.
Yeah, Iñárritu or whatever.
You know, and it's just a sort of very quiet, low-key performance, very an emotional performance. And for me, that's like when it was one of his first performances where it's like, you know, older Brad Pitt, like Brad Pitt as a man, there's not no bells and whistles on it. It's just kind of straight up, you know, doing his thing. So I'm going to go with number four being Babel, which is another, you know, really, really, really good performance and another really good film across the board. I'm going to actually rewatch that film just because I haven't seen it since it came out. And that's a dope, dope film.
Yeah, him on that payphone, choking up, really holding his tears and all of his shit together, keeping his composure with his son on the phone or whatever, was that scene is so good. He's fantastic in that. All right, number three. Got to go with Seven. Seven is definitely number three. He is, I mean, what's to say about Seven? Seven's one of the greatest.
What's in the box, homie?
What's in the box? Talk about dynamic performance. There's
what's
so
in the
many,
box, homie?
What's in the fucking box? The fucking wife's head in that box. You got Gwyneth Paltrow in there. And
what's in the box, homie?
He was so fucking good in that movie. So I have to go with Seven as number three.
Well, I was going to go with Seven somewhere in there, but because this guy's so goddamn good, I'm going to go with number three. Again, this is another supporting part that's excellent. And I'm going to wind up leaving out California with the great Juliet Lewis, and that is another ridiculous Brad Pitt performance and a ridiculous Juliet Lewis performance. California is not making my top five.
Yeah, I understand that.
But it's not making it today because I could easily pick California because I love that film. And also what's not making my top performance today, I could already tell you right now, is Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, and Ocean's 13. Those
great.
He kills those too. But,
great, but they're not on the list, so you got to give us a fucking list.
I'm doing the list.
There are no fucking ties. There's no, you're doing what I did
I'm
now
doing
with
the
Assassination
list.
And Babel. Get the fucking number three out. What's number fucking three?
Snatch.
Okay, good. That's a great one.
Guy Ritchie, ballsy Brad Pitt performance. That's not an easy fucking character. The accent, the sort of, you can't understand, like he's saying his lines and you can't understand them on purpose. Really good film. Like I said, Guy Ritchie, fun film. And he kills Snatch. And that's I don't know what the fuck. He's like on that, like,
He's on that Irish shit. He's on that Conor McGregor shit.
Yeah, he's on that Conor McGregor, that Tyson Fury gypsy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's on that gypsy shit for sure. He was great in that movie. What a fucking role. That's
excellent.
Not on my list, but I like that that's on your list.
Snatch, excellent. So I'm going to go with that for number three.
Okay. Number two has got to go to Inglourious Basterds. One of the fucking best roles. He killed that shit. I saw Inglourious Basterds, no joke, in theaters 11 times. It's a 3-hour film.
Wow.
I saw it 11 times. I loved Inglourious Basterds. And Aldo Rain, Gorlami. I mean, he is
excellent.
So fucking good in that movie.
Weird, takes risks, the way he's spoken it. Again, I mean, listen, when you're talking about Brad Pitt, you got to just always talk about the charisma. The fucking guy, I mean, he's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He's got the fucking eyes, he's got the fucking abs, he's got the jawline.
But he's got the acting ability. That's what backs it up, you know?
Excellent,
he's so
in that
fucking
film.
Good.
And he, you know, he takes risks as an actor. You know, he, like the films that were mentioned, like Snatch, California, this guy's doing weird accents. Like he's rolling the fucking dice out there and he kills it every, I mean, the film that you mentioned, Burn After Reading, he's
unbelievable. I'm telling you, Michael, rewatch that movie. He is so fucking good in that movie.
Excellent.
And he's not showing up as a pretty boy doing his thing. You're right. He's making choices. He's making
a great actor.
But there's so many. Even another shout out to fucking Logan Lerman, my best friend and a listener to the podcast, Fury. He was great in Fury. Brad Pitt was great in Fury. It's not on my list, but like these are movies that came out where it's just like that haircut. People were fucking trying to get that haircut
right.
for 5 years.
You tried to get it.
Yeah, it looked like fucking shit.
Right. You got great hair.
Great.
Another film that's not going to make the list, Moneyball.
That was really tied for me. No, that should make the list, but that's a really amazing performance
Billy Beane.
From him. B- Billy Beane was great. That was an amazing character. He killed Moneyball.
Excellent. And, you know, again, because he does so much shit where he's just like, you know, doing weird accents and out there stuff, you know, when he does something like Moneyball or even something like Babel, you know, it's a I'm telling you as an actor, people, like, it is, not many actors can do that where they could be straight, leading men, sort of, you know, play it sort of straight. You know, like he did in Ad Astra, which was another good film. But not many people could do that and do the weird shit. Or World War Z, like he's just, you know, on some, you know.
Even Johnny Depp can't really do, you know, like he's
Johnny
all about
Depp
the
is not, yeah, Johnny Depp does
the
too
weird
much.
Shit. He does he too do much. The weird shit.
He does too much. Johnny Depp goes, see, for me, Johnny Depp, it's too much bells and whistles. And like, his Willy Wonka was terrible. Like Johnny
terrible.
Depp, there's bad, you could do like a top five bad Johnny Depp performances.
That's true. I mean, it's always refreshing to see Johnny Depp playing a fucking weirdo, right?
I guess.
That's all he fucking does, man. I mean, but no, he's no Brad Pitt. He's no fucking
Brad
Pitt.
He's not as good as Brad Pitt. He's not as good as Leonardo DiCaprio. He gets too goofy with it. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So what was your number two?
My number two, I mean, I could easily say Inglourious Basterds, but my number two is going to be Fight Club.
Okay.
Well, I know your number one is going to be Fight Club. Your man Tyler Durden, we're talking about memes. We're talking about popular culture. We're talking about iconic performances. We're talking about iconic looks, you know. Fucking him sitting there with the bloody nose and the cigarette and the abs. His ab game is insane. And people might see, Mike Rapp, chill, you mentioned his abs three times. The motherfucker's pushing 60. I'm talking about doing a 2-minute plank and not coughing. This fucking guy's pushing 60. His ab game is insane.
It's fucking ridiculous. A Fight Club is one of the, that Tyler Durden is one of the most iconic characters of all time in film. That the jacket, the glasses, the haircut, the fucking abs. Everyone still wants that Fight Club body. That character as a well-rounded character, dynamic performance, the fucking schizophrenic up and down, that is a given. Everyone already knows that is the number one best Brad
Pitt performance.
So
that's your number one.
There's no question. I don't think there's anything that comes close to that.
You love Fight Club. And listen, it's a valid number. So that's your number one.
But yeah, but I love Fight Club. And even if you don't love Fight Club, I love Fight Club. Even if you don't love Fight Club, that character and that performance, it's hard to top that. I don't know how you get bigger than that.
He's ridiculous. Well, then I'm going to go with my number one because I thought, again, you know, I'm trying to mix up the understated with the bells and whistles. My number one, and again, fucking guy didn't have to do it, but he did it. Because again, I'm talking about 2 minute planks and doing, you know, a couple of sets of a burpees. Took his shirt off. Great performance by both of them. The guy who is surefire to give any actor the role of their life. Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah. Oh really?
Loved him in that. Understated.
Yo, no, totally, but wow.
Weird. Funny.
Yeah. Cliff Booth.
He's excellent in Once Upon a Time Hollywood. He's just quirky. He's excellent. And Leonardo is stupidly good. In my opinion, that was one of my favorite Leonardo roles. Like, that's one of his best roles. Like, Leonardo is... They were both in the pocket in that. The film's in the pocket. It's a... unique film. It's so Quentin Tarantino. Let me just say, Leonardo, again, take risks. He's another guy. Both of these guys take risks. Leonardo's, you know, that scene when he's reading his book with that young girl.
Right.
Those drunken fucking, like, you know,
the trailer where he's talking to himself.
Excellent. Excellent. Yo, these guys are so good and they make it look so easy. I'm telling you, this shit is not easy. I don't give a fuck who's directing you. God himself, Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, Steven Spielberg, they killed it. And Brad Pitt as Cliff Booth killed it. Again, I could shift around this. I could shift around that. I'm sure there's films we've forgotten. But those are my top five today. And, you know, the guy is also so famous.
Yeah.
Has handled himself with so much class. Unfortunately, he got tied up with that Black Widow witch. That Angelina Jolie, that she's a fucking witch, that Black Widow.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's trying to stain my man's game. Yep. And, you know, my dealings with him throughout these guys is just, he's a Missouri kid. He's just cool. He's likable. He's charming. He's friendly. He's just goes out of his way to try to not be the biggest, you know, voice in the room.
Yeah.
I saw him in his prime. I don't remember what year it was. It had to be like 97, 98. I'm telling you, I told this story before. I was at a pre-Oscar party. At this party, I remember I met Martin Scorsese. And Martin Scorsese said to me, and I'm not bragging, he said, you are a good actor. You are a good actor. I know who you are. I met Tom Cruise at this party.
Yeah.
And I was chilling with Brad Pitt at this party. And literally... This is when Brad Pitt was single. And Brad Pitt, people say, is Brad Pitt a great stick man? Like I've said once, I've said before, he could be. If he went out of his way.
He's private, though. Like, you don't fuck, you know what I mean?
But he's just,
like,
not down with that. He's a lover. He's been in relationship. He was married to Jennifer Aniston. He married to Angelina Jolie. That's never been his thing. He's a kid from Missouri. He's a family guy.
And but he says that, too. I mean.
That's who he is. That's who he is. He's not out in the streets, and that's fine. Not everybody is doing that, and that's no disrespect to some of the great cocksmen who we've went over numerous times. But I saw Brad Pitt. We were at the bar, and we went from one side of the room to the other side of the room, and I've never seen anyone else do this. The entire crowd followed him. I was walking behind him and I literally saw, like, let's say there's 300 people in this exclusive party and there's girls everywhere.
Yeah.
The entire crowd, like when he went from left to right side of the room,
yeah,
the whole place followed him. Like it was the only, matter of fact, the only other time I saw that happen was when I was at the NBA All-Star game with Justin Bieber. And when Justin Bieber left, it seemed like when he left the basketball court, the whole building went from having 10,000 people to being empty. But when I saw that with Brad Pitt, I was like, yo, this motherfucker moves, like Rakim says, moves the crowd.
Because I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
Brad Pitt literally moved the entire fucking radius, the entire axle of the room, because everybody was just eyes on him. And he's just, I fuck with Brad Pitt, and we did only one film that was the same, being Fight Club. And there's, like I said, there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more films. Killing Me Softly is another great performance of Brad Pitt.
We didn't even mention supposed to be a fucking shit movie.
It's not necessarily a shit movie, but he's great in it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I didn't see it, but well, that's cool. When I went with Logan, just a humble brag, I went with Logan on the Fury press tour in Tokyo and Korea, and it was literally me, Logan, and Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt's makeup artist for a few weeks, and I went on his private plane. And just the four of us, and I threw up on that private plane. Me and Logan were so hungover from partying the night before, and I was so fucking embarrassed. They couldn't fly the plane and take off until I got out of the bathroom.
What a piece of shit.
I left my fucking watch in there, and he said, hey, Dean, is this your watch? I think you left it in there. Are you good? I was sweating. I was like, I'm good. It was so embarrassing, but he is such a nice, personable guy. And he says, I'm a country boy. Like, I don't fucking know LA that well, you know, but he was one of the nicest celebrities I've ever met, period.
Anyway, I don't know what more we could do with this podcast. This is shit.
Do we got to end it now, bro? Because I mean, I feel like there's more. I didn't even tell you about it. I have a stalker.
Yeah, you could save that when you're hemmed up.
All right, we'll do that because I got a stalker story for you.
I'm trying to hear that right now.
All right. But can I recommend a documentary that just came out on Netflix?
Oh, and we didn't even talk about the most hated man on the internet documentary.
We did talk about him on the last podcast,
but I
though.
Hadn't seen it. I saw it. What a piece of shit. We'll talk about him next time. Because
okay,
we're hitting the 50-minute mark.
Okay.
I want to hear about your stalker, the other documentary. What's the documentary? Because you didn't even
I
tell
would
me
just
it.
recommend this documentary on Netflix called I Just Killed My Dad.
That sounds like a lighthearted, fun film.
Oh, it was super lighthearted viewing right before bed. I watched it last night. 3 episodes on Netflix. I Just Killed My Dad. Sick fuck. Watch it. It's fucking crazy.
All right, I'm going to watch that. We'll talk about your stalker. We'll talk about most hated person on the internet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was a great, out of nowhere, top 5 Brad Pitt celebration podcast. Came, saw, conquered, came, saw, disrupted. Tell a friend to tell. I know you guys are like, that was a good podcast. Then tell a fucking friend, damn it. Tell a friend.
Right.
Fuck. Copy and paste a link and be like, yo, Rappaport and the Shooter are killing this podcast. Have you ever listened? Shit. Do I got to rant on my own audience that I love?
No, we're going to get the videos out. I think people want to see us on video. Everyone talks about the video. Like, we got to stop getting on this Zoom shit. If you know, we got to just, we're trying over here, but.
Okay. Came so disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud, but most importantly, end this banging I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with something real funky.
Real funky.
I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is out. Stay safe, stay sane, keep your head on a swivel.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.